Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Zvachim, Daf Samach Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph, the beginning of the Perek, Perek Kol Zayis, and says the Mishnah, Kol Zayis, Sheishloi, Shem Basada, Nefilika Zayis, and Natufa, Bashaltai, Bashachoi, Eina Shecha. Any olive tree that's distinct in the field, even like the Natufa tree in its season, if you forgot it, it's not Shecha. The Medram Muim, Bashmai of Masa of Makoime. When is this the case? When it's distinct by its name, its produce, or its location. Bishmoy Shai Shafchani or Bishani, by its name means if it's a Shafchani or Bishani olive. B'maasa of Shu Oise Harbe, by its produce means if it produces large quantities of oil, of olives. B'makoymo Shu Oime Besada Gas or Besada Pirza, and by its location means if it's standing next to the wine press or next to a breach in the wall. B'shakla Zesim, Shnaim, Shechra, Shlosha, Eina Shechra. And as for all other olives, if you forgot two, it's Shechra, but if you forgot three, it's not Shechra. Rabbi Yossi Oime Ein Shechra Lezeisim. Rabbi Yossi says that there's no Shechra when it comes to olives. And the Gemara says, Amar Bila Aksiv, Veshochachta Oime Basada, Oime Shata Shechra La'olam, Yotzeze Sha'at Zoichroi La'acha Zman. The Gemara brings from Rabbi Law, what's the source that a distinct thing is not Shechra? It's a pasuk in Dvarim Chof Dalad Pasuk Yotes, and forget a sheaf in the field. And we learn from there a sheaf that you forget forever, and it excludes a distinct sheaf that you will remember later. Rabbi Yirmiyah says if a sheaf is distinct, it's important to him, although not to other people, it's not shechra since he'll remember it later. If it was standing next to a date palm, it's distinct by its location and is not shechra. If there were two natufa olive trees, then each one makes the other one distinct. What if the entire field was natufa trees? Rabbi Yossi holds there's no shechra in olives. Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov said that Rabbi Yossi was only speaking about originally when olives were not so common because the evil Hadrian had come and destroyed the entire land, so olives were then like natufa trees are now. But nowadays, when olives are common, there is shechra. It's called Shafcheni because it drips oil due to it being saturated. But the Gemara asks, well, so isn't Shafcheni the same as Natufa that also drips oil? Rather, it's called Shafcheni because it produces a large quantity of oil when pressed. The Mishnah taught that by its produce means if it produces large quantities of oil, of olives, which seems to say that this is the attribute of a shofcheni. Rather, it's called shofcheni because it produces a large amount of oil. It's called a natufa because it drips oil. By its produce, that it produces large quantities of olives, and some say that Bishani comes from the word busha, meaning embarrassment, as it embarrasses the other olives around it. Others say that it means to scare, because the olives around it are scared of it. Abed Dalad Kiflisin Kiahit Tanin and Taman Kalaimri Asada Shokav Kav Echad Abbas Kavin Veshachray Mekenjuhu Oise Yosim Chaveroi Kamishuhu Masuyim. To produce large quantities means that it produces four times the amount of other trees, as Mishnah taught earlier in the Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. If all of the sheaves of a field were a kav and one was four kav, and he forgot it, and we see that since it produces more than others, it's distinct. Adi Yavid Kol Shana V'Shana, the Gemara asks, must it produce a large quantity every year? The Kemet Yehu Oiseh Ruben Choshanim, Kemishu Masuyim, the Gemara answers no, but most of the years it must. So we said in the Mishnah that by its location means if it's standing next to a wine press or next to a breach in a wall. The Mishnah follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, who said that if a sheaf is left near a fence, it's not shechra. Yossi disagrees. He says the Mishnah follows both opinions. Beis Hillel also agreed that if a sheaf is next to an important place, it's not considered shechra. However, they disagree over what is considered important. There, the sheaf is attached and is being transported by the owner. So even if it was left next to a distinct item, it's shechra, as it will not return. But here, it's an attached item next to an attached item, a tree. So even Beis Hillel agree. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yossi says that there's no shechra when it comes to olives. Rabbi Yossi holds הרשע בהכריז את כל הארץ, אבל לאחשב שהזייסים מצויים יש להם שכרה, as he said earlier, Reb Shimon Yakim says that Reb Yossi was referring to originally when olives were not so common because the evil Hadrian had come and destroyed the land, but nowadays when olives are common, there is שכרה. אמר רבי יוסי, לא יחייב אדם שכרה לזייסים אלא רבי עקיבא דדורש אחריך אחריך מעתה אין שכרה לגפנים, רבי יוסי דלא דורש אחריך, I should say. רבי יוסי, who is the Amora, he disagrees. He says only רבי עקיבא obligated olives in שכרה, as he expounded the גזירה שווה. The pasuk says in דברים, חפדל פסוק חף, when you beat your olive tree, you shall not remove the splendor by picking all of its fruit after you. And the next pasuk concerning a vineyard, it says when you pick the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean after you. Again, the same word. However, Rabbi Yossi, who is a Tanna, does not expound this and does not obligate olives in Shechra. Hitivun, Harei Oimer Shechra, Harei Loi Ksiv Acharecha, became to Ksiv Loi Toshuv Lakachtoi Kmish Shekos Ksiv Acharecha. Gemara asks, well, according to Rabbi Kiva, if concerning sheaves the word after you do not appear, why does Shechra apply? And the Gemara answers, Nekemen Shekosiv Loi Toshuv Lakachtoi Kmish Ksiv Acharecha. Since the pasuk says you shall not return to take it, as if it had written the word acharecha. And the Gemara asks a question: Rabbi Yoina, boy, hein zayis netufa hoyal v'hu masuyim al daita de Rabbi Yosi, afilu hischa boy kamish lehischa boy. Rina answers that if Rabbi Yosi the Tana is if his reasoning is as was said by Rabbi Yosi the Amora, that there's no shechra in olives at all, would Rabbi Yosi agree that if there was a netufa olive tree that is distinct that he began to pick? And he forgot the rest, would shechra apply? And the Gemara does not answer this question.